Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Yeah. Okay, Mario. I'll hit you up at the after party. Okay, man. Yeah, I'll see you there. Hey, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is wonderful.
Sorry, it's just, I know we got to focus on the show. I know it's our big day, but we're on the red carpet and like,
yeah,
it's hard for, if Mario Lopez comes up and wants to hang out at the after party, babe, it's like, I've made it.
I know, but let's not celebrate our 100th episode before we've actually recorded it.
Right. This is the red carpet before the event. We're about to go to the first screening of our 100th episode. For all I know, it could be a disaster. Mario may not want to talk to me after the party. So I need to check that, cash that check. As shit, if this is the energy I bring to Ep 100, Mario's definitely not going to want to talk to me. I just want to tell him what a good job he did playing Greg Louganis in that one Lifetime movie.
Oh, jeez.
In that one commercial I saw for it where he asked if there was a blood nipple.
Yeah.
You love that anecdote.
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing today on the big red way?
Well, Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn is a big fan.
Mm-hmm. And then...
You know what he calls the show?
What?
Wonderful. It's the same thing. He calls the same thing, but he says it like Wallace Shawn.
It's pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah.
Surprise guess.
Uh-oh.
Nancy Pelosi.
Hey, Nancy.
Who knew? She's a real busy lady. It was so nice of her to turn out.
Yeah, I didn't know. Didn't know. Never knew. Mm-hmm. Sorry for all the shit that we talk about Nancy Pelosi on this show.
On this political show.
On this political podcast. This is wonderful. We talk about things that we are super into. This is our 100th episode. Everybody said we wouldn't make it.
That's true.
Chomp my shorts,
first
bud.
First 27 iTunes review. They're never going
to
make
They're never going to make it to 100. Mm-hmm. If you add the Rose Buddies years, we're well into the, thousands? Who even knows? But anyway, it's our 100th episode. It's so special.
It's very special.
We were trying to figure out how much elbow grease to put into it. And I thought we had agreed on very little and just let's have a day for ourselves. But I just looked at your shit and you have a pie chart. And that makes me feel like a fucking clown.
So first of all, we should thank for the 100th time probably...
Bowen and Augustus for the use of our theme song.
Whoever, the mysterious stranger that created wonderful.fyi.
Yes, you have
It was a tremendous resource in planning for today's episode.
Some of that shit I was looking back through, because I went back through like all of my suggestions throughout time, and like some of that shit I did not remember dedicating 12 minutes of my life to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised to find out that I had. So we have a few, I guess, skits.
A few sketches. We have not really discussed what each of us, I mean, we have a general sense of what the other is talking
kind
about.
Kind of, yeah.
But I don't know that I could participate in a skit.
It's sort of a, you know, best of episode, flashback episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're approaching it from a different, should we do Small Wonders? Let's do Small Wonders, just touch base, anything modern, anything now, anything happening now that you're into.
I got something.
Okay.
Turning a bread recipe into a muffin recipe.
Just more bread. It's more bread, folks.
I took a pumpkin bread recipe. I said, I'll just pour these in little muffin tins. Now they're pumpkin muffins.
And they are the perfect little snackable serving size. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good muffin.
It's what
like
about
a,
you?
It's like an unstuffed hand pie, if you think about it.
Oh.
Salmon. Into salmon lately. Love this stuff.
Super into salmon.
Really into salmon. I got the bug at Disney World. I don't know why. I've been playing a cool video game called Outer Wilds, and it's like Groundhog Day. It's set in this solar system that you can fly around this spaceship and solve all these mysteries, but you only have 22 minutes before the sun explodes. And so you have to like figure out what's going on, but you're on a time limit, and then when you die, you start over. It's a really cool game. Okay. I'm really into that. And salmon, did I say salmon?
You did say
this
salmon.
This is the pink fish that delights everyone.
It's a pink one.
No bones in this fish. Makes it easy for you.
Yeah.
Comes pre-cooked from the sea. What are we doing here?
Well, let me take you back. I thought it would be good to just go to our roots, look at episode one.
Okay.
Just very quickly explain to everybody where we started.
Okay.
Episode one came out September 6, 2017.
Oh, wow. So we've almost... It's almost 2 years, like exactly.
Over 2 years.
Yeah, but I mean, almost to the date.
And we talked about a lot more topics back then.
Yeah, I think we sort of,
This was before Small Wonders, and I think we wanted to cover a lot of things. So, first episode, grand prize game.
Yeah.
Movies about baseball.
Timeless.
The expression, no worries.
Oh, yeah.
Yours were VR.
Yeah.
Carly Rae.
Well, specifically... the first six notes of Carly Rae Jepsen's Cut to the Feeling that goes into the chorus, yes, the six yes. notes that she sings,
yes.
which I'll go ahead and reveal what I've been doing. I whipped up some superlatives. And I have I whipped these up like this morning. Best overall, I have still the six notes CRJ sings going into the chorus of Cut to the Feeling.
Uh-huh.
You did a Facebook poll in the
Internet
group
agrees.
Asking what the best thing we've ever done is. And it was that. And I was so blown away.
Can I tell you, I brought that same poll to Twitter.
Okay.
And last I checked.
What was number one?
Poetry Corner.
Well, that's a feature.
I know. I had more Poetry Corner to draw from than six notes, I guess.
Well, there's there's more poetry in those six notes than all the words of the great bard.
Mm-hmm. But Carly Rae was second.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's worth talking about other things that happened at the very beginning
okay.
of our run. So, as I mentioned, first episode 9-6, 2017.
Yeah.
9/28, 2017, Lizzo was first mentioned.
I feel like we were pretty ahead of the game.
As far as superlatives, I'm giving that biggest call.
Biggest call. Most improved sounds like we're talking about Lizzo has improved. That's just a sort of way of saying like, we said Lizzo and our love for Lizzo has only grown over time, as has the earth.
Yes, and the global recognition of the talent that is Lizzo.
Every fucking commercial that comes on now
mm-hmm.
has got something in it.
Yeah.
Something in it from Lizzo that she has created. It's awesome. I'm so glad that she has popped off the way she has.
And in all of our polls, Lizzo got number three. So we did polls. And when I say we, I mean me.
Yeah.
Did polls asking listeners what their favorite wonderful thing was in the last 99 episodes. And Lizzo got number three.
Okay.
And then first and second were kind of back and forth between Carly Rae's six notes and Poetry Corner.
Okay. Can I do a couple superlatives?
Sure.
I pulled from mine. I thought you were going to be focusing on yours. So maybe I've fucked this up pretty bad, but I have some superlatives that I worked on while going through, and I wanted to start with most confusing, and I'm going to give that to, and this is how I framed it, I guess, gentle ball hitting games. I don't remember what that means.
Whoa, was it ping pong?
Is it ping pong? Is that you can? I guess you. I suppose you can hit the ball gently.
I assume it's ping pong, but I wonder why you didn't just say ping pong.
Am I describing pool there? I don't know. I saw this one and I was like, this has to be something. It's most confusing.
Most confusing. Well, that actually brings me to another thing. So, wonderful FYI is categorized by like kind of large. Groups that they put our topics into.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So food and drink is one, music podcast is one, TV, video, movies is one. There is a giant category just called other, which I think is just uncategorizable.
Yeah.
The things in that probably.
Oh my God.
Like parasols. Outdoor hoses, Buc-ee's.
Well, those are objects. Like I was thinking they would sort of talk more about the concepts that we talk about sometimes.
Oh.
Like the
I'm
feeling
sure that's
of,
in there too.
The feeling of relief you get when you open a new container of something. How do you, is there a word in German that describes that sensation?
So we, according to the website, we had a total of 625 wonderful things.
Hell yeah. We are keeping it going, Earth. I mean,
Of those, 207 fall in the other category.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
Next highest category, food and drink.
That's like that's the second most
yes.
talked about. That makes sense.
Yes. That's like White Claw, hot dogs. Hot dogs, by the way, came up three times in our run.
We talked about hot dogs thrice?
Yes.
Okay.
You talked about making hot dogs at home.
Okay.
You talked about hot dogs at a baseball game.
Okay.
And then we talked about the hot dog destroyer video.
That video is still great.
So good.
If you didn't hear that episode, it was a big plastic syringe that you cut the needle off of and you put it like a grate of paper clips in there. And then you put the hot dog in, you push the plunger, it pushes the hot dog through the grate to split it into.
Why would you want to do this? Nobody knows.
Maybe you're making several very small, long still hot dogs. I don't know. Maybe you got to make that hot dog go around. I'm not here to judge.
Let's have another superlative.
Got a pair of superlatives here.
Okay.
I have least authentic, and this was one of mine.
Okay.
Outdoor equipping and camping tech. Because if I'm being honest, folks, did a segment on that. Maybe this segment should be instead most aspirational. Because since I did that segment, guys.
Do you remember what you were getting? Well, we went to REI.
REI. We got something. But then I just sort of more talked about my fascination with gear. And I like gear. Holy shit, I like gear. But like the gear I'm buying these days, friends, it stays in the home. I am not out there buying pickaxes. I am not out there buying a new tent.
Over the weekend, we went on a gentle walk with some friends, and it was very hot, granted.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, we just...
Okay, no, I'm not going to... We have like a 30-pound child also that rode on my shoulders while I held a wet cloth to his skinned knee. It was a nightmare. I'm not going to let that... Anyway, I have most authentic, and that is a nice light jacket. Still fucking great.
Yes.
Still good. Wearing one right now. Still always good.
Have you ever Marie Kondo style laid out all your light jackets?
You know what's a sad fact is I will have artifacts of clothing like a light jacket or a hat that is like a... I guess you could call it an accessory.
Uh-huh.
And of all of the things... Actually, of all the things in general that I own, those are the ones that I am the worst about, like, not losing. I lose jackets and hats fucking constantly.
I lose that.
Houston Astros hat that I loved and fit so great and I liked the look of, which is rare for me in a baseball cap. Lost that shit at Disney somewhere. Yeah. Do not know. Hit me up. Goofy, George Geef, hit me up, bud. let me know if you find it. Jackets. I left two jackets on the cruise. I left two jackets on the cruise ship.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You tend to wear jackets when you don't actually need to have a jacket, and I think that's why you lose them.
Yeah.
You bring them to an environment that doesn't require
a jacket. Better to have them and not need them than need them and have... Do you have another thing?
I do. So I wanted to talk about another popular category for us, which is music/podcast.
I have some superlatives there.
Okay. We have brought 82 music topics. 82 music topics.
What's up, guys? It's me, DJ Boomblast. Tonight, I'm going to be spinning all the greatest hits. I'm going to play for you 31 music. So get ready, strap in. Hey, guys, welcome. This is WWFB, the greatest oldies in this side of the Mississippi. We're going to be playing nonstop commercial 15 music for you. Don't touch that dial. It's got jam on it.
Tell me what your music superlatives are, please.
Got a couple music superlatives. I have just like best music that I brought, Judy Sill. It's the one that, like, since I did that segment, I like had listened to some of her other stuff that I hadn't really listened to before. And it's still the one that That's the other one. Is that Faith Hill? I probably don't want to bring Faith Hill.
I think it is.
I also have this is most tragic category that I brought, and it was chill hop. And don't get me wrong, love chill hop. Still put it on when I'm working. I still put it on when I need to chill out. Mm-hmm. But it has sadly defiled another one of my topics, which is the Spotify weekly playlist recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, I could spend tomorrow listening to exclusively fucking like acapella Japanese black metal.
You still get chill
and
hop.
My fucking playlist would be like, and here's 30 more chill hop songs. And it's like, dog, I promise I am so chill. I have the biggest playlist ever of this good stuff. Like, I would like some other stuff now. Mm-hmm. I guess there is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
Can I talk a little bit about Poetry Corner?
Yeah, of course. You can talk a lot about Poetry Corner.
So here's what's kind of amazing to me. As I mentioned, 625 wonderful things. Now, that includes Small Wonders, by the way.
Okay.
I have only featured 16 poets.
Huh.
In that whole run.
Have you done repeat poets?
No.
You've only done 16 Poetry Corners? Uh-huh. That's weird.
We have done 32 poetry and literature topics.
I see.
Four of them have been by you.
Really?
Yeah, the others have been by me.
Okay, because I put best book, Hatchet, because I thought it was the only book I'd brought.
You had some other books on there, some sci-fi thing.
Some sci-fi thing. Oh, I guess it's Small Wonders. I wasn't looking at Small Wonders when I put this list together.
Oh, so I included Small Wonders.
Okay, it was probably Seven Eves, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably it. I strike that book from the record. It fucked me up mentally. That book gave me a lot of like horrific anxiety. And as much as I love Neal Stephenson, like, this is a hearty do not read if you are an anxious person. Hatchet? That one will get you there. That one will take you to paradise. A northern wild paradise.
You haven't reread that in a while, though. Maybe there's some stuff in there you didn't catch that first time.
He makes it out alive, and the world doesn't explode. So I'm going to say Hatchet, a less anxious reading experience than
that's
Seven
fair.
Years. That's not a spoiler, by the way. It happens in like the first chapter.
I wanted to give a shout out to the first poet that I think really started the Poetry Corner, which was Wallace Stevens.
Wallace Stevens.
That was episode 5. Wallace Stevens is the poet that had a feud with Robert Frost. That's the episode Robert Frost Fistfight.
Oh, that's a fun title.
And he's also the poet that had the last lines, "For the listener who listens in the snow and nothing himself beholds, nothing that is not there and the nothing that is."
Oh, eat shit, Robert Frost. That it was, I mean, that's clearly a burn on Robbie Frost, right?
That's from the poem The Snowman.
Oh my God. Get fucking melted, Robert Frost. You got fucking put in the toilet, dude.
There's a famous exchange between Wallace Stevens and Robert Frost where Wallace Stevens says, "The trouble with you, Robert, is that you write about subjects." And Frost says, "The trouble with you, Wallace, is that you write about bric-a-brac." Ooh, icy.
Oh, icy damn. From the Frost That's Man. That's why they call him Frost, mm-hmm. man. Damn. Mm-hmm. I want to know more about old beefs. Old art
there
beefs.
I pulled that quote from a website that is all about literary feuds.
Ooh, I need There's to know this website. There, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Wait for that. Wonderful episode 101. Look forward to that segment. Hey, bad news. I am really burning through my superlatives.
That's okay. We can keep. I've got plenty.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's next?
So I wanted to talk about something else, okay. Which is wombats. This has become part of our brand.
Part of our
and
lives.
And you know what's crazy? We talked about it in the second episode.
Haven't really circled back on wombats too much, but their poop is square. And that's great. And they kill things, predators with their butts. And that's pretty great, too.
Griffin and I get a lot of wombat material, both sent to us through our P.O. box and also sent to us through Twitter and Facebook, as if we invented the wombat.
I will say this. The stuff we get is all for Henry, and it's also good.
That's true.
There is a whole Diary of a Wombat series of books that we have now received.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're beautiful, and they're very charming and cute and also very short, which mm-hmm. is great when Henry wants another last book. I can be like, how about Christmas Wombat? thank you to everybody who has sent us. Also, in like stuffed wombats, it's very sweet. Mm-hmm. But
I just, of all the things,
could have sent us hot dogs.
625 things.
Could have sent us Tamagotchis or Nintendo 64s.
Please don't send us hot dogs.
Don't send us hot dogs. We don't check the P.O. box that often.
You want to know, so I'll pepper in my top 5.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So when Griffin and I were originally talking about doing this episode,
yeah,
I indicated that we both should pick a top 5.
Okay.
And then maybe at the end of the episode, decide what the most wonderful thing is of our first 100 episodes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I know. Overalls.
Overalls.
Overalls. Also, early on, not quite as early. Well, no, actually, same episode.
Holy shit.
Is that possible? I don't think I wrote it down. Anyway, overalls, early in the run. Overalls is one of the first things I thought of when we started talking about doing this show. And I was like, oh, surely I can't make a whole segment out of that. But I did. And I still love them so much.
Yeah, they're really good.
It is hard for me to see a pair of overalls and not think that I should own it.
Yeah. And sometimes you have ripped them off of mannequins or stolen them out of
other
people's
luggage.
Here's
the argument I'll make. So part of my top 5... Each item comes with an argument because I was prepared to go to battle
okay.
with you. Timeless, functional,
okay,
and available to all. Everyone can wear overalls.
But should everyone wear? Yeah, everyone
yes,
should wear overalls.
They're so functional.
Yeah.
Have you ever like? Well, you. When's the last time you wore an overall?
When I was 3 and I was taking pictures for the church directory.
So there's pockets on the side.
Yeah.
There's pockets up front.
Yeah.
Pockets in the back.
Okay.
There's nothing better than like putting a pen in that front pocket and just like having it at the ready.
Okay. No, I'm with you. I think that this is a strong contender. It'll probably win. I'm just looking at the website now. I'm going to pull some random bullshit. Definitely in my top 5, a nice mechanical keyboard. Can't stress this enough. I got these new rainbow, like sweet Sherbert keycaps on mine. And it's just, babe, I don't think you understand. This is my deck, you know? This is the fucking spaceship I use to fly through the information superhighway.
Yeah.
This is what I use to create. Mm-hmm. And I gotta have it be on lock. And since mm-hmm. I've gotten it on lock, my words per minute have increased. My
writing
is more.
What about your click clack sound?
My clicky clack sound has gone up considerably. That's not true. My last keyboard was a gaming keyboard from Black Widow Razer bullshit.
Oh, hey, speaking of games.
Oh, yeah?
Can I tell you that's another category?
Yeah, how many have we done?
55 games.
Holy shit.
Only 6 of which were mine. And mine, as you recall, are like Foursquare and Little Computer People.
I mean, those still absolutely count. I have a best game category, and it is Animal Crossing, and that's going to be tough to ever beat, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's so good. There was just a new Nintendo Direct where they showed off a bunch of new footage of it. You're going to be on a deserted island. You're going to be collecting rocks and sticks and building things out of them. Mm-hmm. You can make paths anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a game changer, folks.
We should do a game where you play Animal Crossing for a couple hours, and then I go out in the world and try and replicate my own Animal Crossing experience.
Ooh,
just out in nature.
That would be good.
And then we kind of compare our results at the end of the day.
Or we could do a game where you play Animal Crossing with me and make me the happiest man on the world. I should have talked about when we were talking about food stuff. I do have best food. It is rice. Again, like Animal Crossing, tough to beat. Mm-hmm. We eat it like 4 or 5 times a week. It's good. It's there for you. You put some salmon on it and you're cruising.
Can I tell you what my top 5 food is?
Yeah.
Pecan pie.
Oh, shit. I mean, we get into the Thanksgiving episodes. That's where we're going to find a lot of the food happening.
Here's the thing with pecan pie. Tasty.
Mm.
Wholesome.
Mm.
We've talked about it twice.
Mm.
We did it in our like Thanksgiving feature.
And twice.
We talked about it again.
In the next Thanksgiving.
Because it deserved its
still
own.
Good. Hey, here's the thing, folks. We're going to hit our next Thanksgiving episode here coming up pretty soon. We're going to talk about fucking pecan pie again. Mm-hmm. Still pretty. When we have a pecan pie, we go, oh, actually, you know what? That's too many nuts. Then we're not going to do a pecan pie that year. But that's never going to happen. So chill.
Before we continue, can I steal you away?
Oh, yeah. (1098) 765-4321 Blast off into wealth and financial security and responsibility with Rocket Money.
Oh, that's the countdown.
The countdown is for the rocket. Uh-huh. They have to do that because if not, people stand under the rocket of Rocket Money. They get all burnt up dead.
Yeah.
So powerful is the force of this fuel as it's oxidized and ejected. But for you, some people get burnt up by the rocket, but you're going to save a buttload of money on things like subscriptions you don't need anymore that maybe you didn't know you had anymore that Rocket Money can not only identify for you, but also help you get them canceled.
I also get these little notifications that are like, hey, did you know that you spent this much money on this very particular online store? And I'm like, whoa, I am spending too much money in that online store. I would not have noticed it otherwise.
Rachel's candle habit was putting us out of house and home.
Do you know you're spending $750 a month on candles?
Well, not no more, because Rocket Money showed you the error of your ways. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. That is wild. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wonderful. That's rocketmoney.com/wonderful. One last time, rocketmoney.com/wonderful. Here's a message for Calvin from Josh Rick, who says, thanks for being the bestest bud. I'm super grateful for our friendship. Can't wait to have more dumb convos and jokes that are probably only funny to us too. Keep it real. And let me know when you hear this. P.S. I'm sending this one from an Airbnb in Iceland. So top that, yo. But don't really, because friendship ain't a competition. Yeah. Sure it isn't. Yeah. My friendship is a competition because it's soccer with my friend David Beckham.
Your friend David Beckham?
With my friend Mia Hamm.
Okay. Name one more soccer player.
With my friend Pele.
All right. One last one.
That's not right.
I'm just saying those are the three that I know. Is there a fourth?
No. I mean, there's Gareth Jeffries from Manchester.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm lying.
Can I read the next personal?
I'm telling lies, Papa. I'm doing trickery to you.
Can I read the next personal message, please?
Yeah, yeah.
This next message is for Sid. It is from Leah. Sid, whenever this airs, I hope it finds you well. Our friendship is my daily small wonder, and I can't imagine life without you. I'm so proud of you for going back to school and chasing your passion as an artist. You inspire me. You're powerful. And with Rachel and the baby brother's blessing, you can do anything. Love always, your close friend, Leah.
Nice try. You're trying to give me, to give you permission to murder. And that's not going to happen again. Not after last time.
It's weird for me to think of you as the baby brother because that doesn't play a role a big, in our strong relationship lover, at all. Yeah, and you're
powerful,
you're very
like a bear,
authoritarian, and
very strict.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week. On Stop Podcasting Yourself,
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop Podcasting Yourself.
On MaximumFun.org.
I want to talk about the best movie that I have brought.
Ooh.
Which
okay.
I just realized I brought Groundhog Day. So, best movie from the last 20 years. The best movie that I've brought from the last 20 years and definitely top five contender for me is that Spider-Man animated, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
You were going to say Fast and the Furious, but I don't remember if we've ever talked about that.
I mean, we talked about drifting. So I did in an ancillary way talk about Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, which is the worst one of those movies. So I'm not, like third worst. Anyway, this Spider-Man movie, holy shit. Saw it in theaters, blew my fucking mind, took you to see it in theaters, which is like, I never do that, is go to see a second movie again. Went and saw the movie a second time with you in theaters, blew my mind again. Bought it when it came out on rental or whatever. Watched that shit like once a week with him. It's like the movie that I have fallen the deepest in love with since we've been doing the show. It's so good.
It's so very, very good.
It's so good. It like takes my breath away every time. It looks so good. And I didn't realize there's like an alternate universe mode in the version that we bought that has like extra stuff. There's like more Spider-Ham stuff with what's his face? Shit. Who did Spider-Ham? Shit.
John Mulaney.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Funny jokes. He's got funny jokes for days, man.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking about that.
Do you want another one of my top five?
Yeah.
The St. Louis Blues.
I mean, that's it, man.
So I first mentioned the St. Louis Blues actually in our prequel episode while we were still under Rose Buddies.
Oh.
It's episode 77 of Rose Buddies that came out in July 2017.
Huh.
We did kind of a little tester.
A little backdoor pilot, as they call them in that movie biz.
Yeah, just listed some of the things we liked.
Yeah.
One of mine was the St. Louis Blues, and then we started going on Wonderful, and I thought, let's just bring them in again. Happened to be the year that they won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Thought like, hey, there's this little song called Gloria they've been playing in the locker room. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. I love that I was
winning the whole thing.
You got me in on the ground floor of the Gloria thing, which it's such a powerful sports idea that this totally, like, it's a great song and also a wholly inappropriate song to be the theme song for a professional sports team. And it went from being a joke to like an entire city of people and also the whole like St. Louis Blues community around the world like crying when they hear Gloria. It's so man, that is a huge, that's probably most improved for me, going from not giving a shit about any sports really at all to like over the course of a season like actually getting deeply invested in
it.
It
was
St.
so
Louis
sweet
Blues.
And when they won, I had so many people like on Twitter and Facebook like reaching out to me just because they knew I liked it because they talked about it on the show.
I do also want to mention that your dad sent us a ring, like a St. Louis Blues, what is it, like championship ring or something
like
that?
Yeah, which is not a real thing, I don't think.
I don't know, yeah.
This is clearly a replica, but I don't think hockey players get rings when they win the cup.
They probably do. Somebody's probably, Neil Lane's probably made whipping them up some rings or something. Jostens or something like that.
Okay.
He also sent me a Green Bay Packers ring that I could fit my fucking wrist through.
Uh-huh.
And every time I see it, it just reminds me how big these guys are. Just big old big boys.
We convinced Henry that it was a Green Lantern ring.
Yeah, and then I am also worried he's going to drop it on his foot and break his precious little bird bones.
So I mentioned how we talked about hot dogs three times. Another topic we talked about three times, I think through Small Wonders, is Terrace House.
Mm.
It's hard not to list Terrace House as our top wonderful
thing. Top, like, yeah. I mean, yeah, man, pound for pound, that's definitely top five for me.
I think two of the three times, it was just a small wonder of us saying, hey, new season's up.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was during Rose Buddies that we did like a really deep dive on the first season that was on Netflix. The season we've been watching through like illegally.
It's on Netflix now.
Well, the first 12 episodes, I think there is more. Basically, every 12 episodes, when they hit that 12 episode in Japan, they like release them in one big chunk on Netflix. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's a good season that is giving me also lots of anxiety because the drama hits pretty early.
It does.
A little early on this one for my taste.
It does. That show used to be just kind of a relaxation show, and there's definitely still that element, but it is not as reliable as it used to be.
Not during the first two seasons, like, it was pretty chill, and then we got Aloha State, and then it got nasty. I don't know, folks. It got a little bit, they had a taste of that venom. Ooh, hiss. Got bit by MasterChef. Got that venom in it. Got to suck the pizen out.
I also wanted to mention, just as a little stat, a little fun fact.
Okay.
We've only done one live show.
Oh, yeah.
As in Austin, November 2018.
Mm-hmm.
This is something we have talked about doing again.
Yeah.
We have no immediate plans to do this.
No.
It will happen, though, I believe.
Yes. Next time we do Austin shows, if we can get a babysitter. Folks, you can believe it. We're going to be doing shows for you. No, I mean, we can do it. Maybe we should do one on the cruise. We could probably do one on the cruise. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Very, you know, not as many people would get to see it, but we'd get, you know, we'd hitch up with the recording after.
Well,
and
I think Henry's getting old enough now that we could potentially keep him up a little later backstage and you know, do a little show.
But this kid fucking wrecks Crafty. He wrecks Crafty. And we get complaints.
Do we?
We get complaints.
Mm-hmm. What do those complaints sound like?
Your son made a hummus mess. Your son made a big hummus mess. That's not true. We took hummus off the Crafty because
nobody was eating
kept
it.
Kept throwing away. Not throwing away, leaving them for.
It's like the veggie tray.
The next, yeah.
Last time I got it out specifically so that somebody would eat a carrot.
Yeah. Other food related things. I had most improved here before we talked about Lizzo, but I really feel like it's more suitable here is for bar shaped foods, the innovations. The innovations, folks, are off the charts.
What innovations are you talking about?
Different bar-shaped foods. Good okay. Bar-shaped foods. I mean, this is before we got fig bars going in the mix, and that's like my whole thing right now. I'm talking about fruit and nut bars. I'm talking about those. I will say that those little Rice Krispie rollers that we get from the Costco that are only 100 calories for a nice, sweet, filling snack, definitely a bar-shaped food.
You wouldn't say that's a cylinder?
I mean, a cylinder can be a bar. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Mathematicians, weigh in on that, please.
Okay. Don't know why we need to get mathematicians involved. Bar-shaped foods. They're so good. Those little Clif bars that we give to our son that make him so constipated, but he loves the energy he gets from them.
I don't think they do. There's fiber in those.
Bar-shaped foods. Musubi. I'm going to say kind of a bar-shaped food.
Ooh, you are getting a little too liberal here,
okay,
buddy.
Then the spam.
Is a hot dog a bar-shaped food?
No, that's a hot dog. But the spam inside the musubi, I think we can all agree, is pretty bar-shaped.
Yeah, okay.
In the eyes of the Lord and the law and math.
Oh, I've got a new superlative for you.
Oh, what's that?
Biggest surprise. I've only talked about one episode of Quantum Leap.
That is pretty wild. Is it the finale? Or the pie? Oh, it's the one where he goes back into his family.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's a good episode. Mm-hmm. Gives me chills.
I was very specific when I brought up that episode. I didn't want to say Quantum Leap. Definitely didn't want to say Scott Bakula. I wanted to work my way up. And so I said, I'm just going to talk about this one specific episode of Quantum Leap so I can return to Quantum Leap as often as I want. It's the only one I did.
Dang it, man.
That shows you how many wonderful things there are in this world that I've only had to talk about Quantum Leap once.
That was supposed to be your Quantum Leap project. where you leapt into the timeline of being able to talk about Quantum Leap whenever you wanted to, hoping one day that the wonderful segment you do will be the wonderful segment that leads you home.
What wrong am I putting right by doing that?
I don't know, man. I mean, I like to think that as podcasters, the difference we bring to the world is immeasurable. Mm-hmm. Some people call us podcasters. When people ask me what I do, sometimes I say, oh, I'm a podcast producer. But sometimes I catch myself and I say, I'm a hero.
All right. That seems totally fair.
I have a last superlative here, and it's best TV. And I did put the OC, just step off. Blown Away, good. Great British Bake Off, we just did. Great. Terrace House, like, very important to me, very special. OC.
How many times through have you watched OC? Did you ever figure that out?
I have watched it 4 times all the way through. Someday I will make it 5. California coming back. You're on Hulu, strap on in. We're going to watch it after this. We're going to, it's time that the cycle must begin anew. It demands a sacrifice.
You know what? This is another big surprise. I don't think we've ever done a full segment on Ninja Warrior.
That's so wild, babe. We were just watching it before we... Ninja Warrior, okay.
I think we made that a small wonder, but I don't know that we ever really fleshed it out.
Here's, let's go behind the scenes. This can be a fun episode 100 segment where we take people behind the scenes of literally every Tuesday from 5 p.m. Central Time to 10 p.m. Central Time. A 5-hour period of our lives once a week, every Tuesday, while this show is on the air. Get home at 5, get Henry home from daycare, you get home. You get his dinner ready when I get him home. It's sitting there ready. He eats it. We watch some kids stuff. Get him, you know, going on the potty. Do all the good stuff. Read him some stories. He goes to bed. Then we usually eat food from the same Chinese place. Uh-huh. So much so that the person who answers the phone there knows my name and which of the two orders we continue to oscillate between. I'm surprised she hasn't memorized my debit card number at this point.
I know. I think it's sweet that she still asks you for it.
And then we get that food by the time Henry goes to bed. We watch the episode of American Ninja Warrior that aired the night before for like 30 minutes while we eat our dinner. We come upstairs, record our delightful show. Once we're finished, go back downstairs, finish that episode. Sometimes you go to bed and I edit. Sometimes I save
the
edit.
Do you want to just real quick go back and forth naming Ninja Warrior contestants to see how long we can go?
I'm so bad at shit like this, but I can give it a shot.
All right.
Jesse Graff.
Okay. Drew Dretzel.
Dreschel. You're out already. Kevin Bull.
The Weatherman. Joe Morofsky.
I think we can accept like ninja titles also.
Okay.
Although we have to be careful because then you can just say any bullshit and it's probably some ninja. I'm going to say Captain NBC. I can't remember his name, but that's the wildest shit.
The Kid.
The Kid of Wadaki, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got Najee Richardson, the Phoenix.
So good. I mean, there's Barclay Strong. I don't remember
Barclay
what her first
Stockett.
Name's. Barclay Stockett.
And then we got Casey Catanzaro, retired, gone on to the WWE, but I think it still works.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Warnke.
Michelle Warnke is really good. Mm-hmm. And then we can move on to... oh my God, Flip Rodriguez.
Good. You're almost out.
I know.
I am trying to think of the woman who...
I know, the teacher?
No, that's Alyssa Beard.
Oh, dang it.
I'm trying to think of the woman who always times out at the very end that we like so much.
Oh, man.
Who's engaged to another ninja.
Yeah. Can't remember.
Yeah, I can't either.
There's the island ninja, Grant McCartney.
Oh, yeah, the island ninja.
I think you're out at this point.
I think I am, too.
There's the cowboy ninja.
Mm-hmm.
His name is something like Buck Strongly.
It's really good.
This show, folks, I don't know why it occupies such a special place in our lives, but damn it does.
It started as this thing that we just kind of did when there was nothing else to do, and now it's like it's appointment television for us.
I think it's the finale downstairs.
That reminds me, Survivor.
Oh,
we also
yeah.
talked about Survivor. Very good show.
Very good
very
show.
Very dedicated to it.
I feel like it should be back on by this point. It's got to be soon, right?
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway, I would like to end the show. Do you have anything else?
Well, do we want to pick a wonderful thing?
I mean...
I feel like we should maybe go with the listeners and talk about the woman that started it all.
Carly. It's a lot of special memories.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of special times.
Mm-hmm. We went to see her in concert.
Touched her uncomfortably, awkwardly. I think it was just sort of like touching the sun. You're not supposed to do that.
She's had one or two new albums, two maybe, to come out.
Well,
since
I think
we've been recording.
Maybe the B side. I think Emotion was out, but B sides, I think, came out maybe after we were recording. That one had Store on it. Had some great jams. New album took me a while to really figure out what it was about, and now it's really won me over. Yeah.
So first 100 episodes.
Best thing ever, still episode one, the 6 notes going into the chorus of Cut to the Feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are. I wanted to also do, like, what did we miss? Do you have anything that you feel guilty that we haven't talked about?
Oh, man.
I have a big one, and this may be, I don't know. The latest season of Are You the One was fucking great.
Yeah.
The latest season of Are You the One, which is a show that we talked about a couple times on
Rose Buddies,
where there were 10 men, 10 women living in a house. Each one had a match decided by a matchmaker. And the whole point of the game is they had 10 weeks to figure out who their perfect match was. And if they did, they won $1 million. And there's a lot of math that goes into it. There's ways to find out exactly, you know, if your perfect match is correct or not. But it's like this big guessing game. It's like a big game of mastermind, but also dating. But it got really toxic and gross. And so we definitely fell off until this latest season. I remember like seeing a news article about it before the season came out, that it was going to be 16 cast members. And they are all like sexually fluid. And so like anybody could be anybody else's match.
Yeah. They were all very open to dating anyone.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. And it was so like, I don't know. I feel like I was worried, right, that it would be a tightrope walk. And there were certainly still moments of toxicity in this cast, but it was definitely like the most like the best people who have ever been on this show.
Yeah.
Like in general, like it had walked back so much of the bullshit that it made, like turned us off from not only that show, but you know, like reality shows of that caliber in general. And it was just like a really like, you shipped so many fucking people on this show,
yeah,
which never has, like, it has not happened to
me
in a long time.
It was really exciting because there's a moment in the show where everybody feels like this is a tremendous opportunity, not just for us, but for us as representatives of this community that isn't on television a lot.
Yeah, certainly.
And so you could tell they really started thinking like, we've got to win this. Like
yes,
this is important. This is an important moment. We've got to win.
There was a guy named Danny who like became sort of the mathematician of the, they figured out some shit. There was an episode where I'm obsessed with the math of this show,
yeah,
right? There's a website called Ato Math where like somebody breaks down like statistically who is most likely to be this. And it also, if you go there, you can find out who has been inferred a non-match based on like mathematics and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in the house who was like figuring that shit out too, along with like who else, Carrie. There were like a couple of people in the house who were like, there was one episode where they just figured out who three of the matches were, just using their fucking brains, which has never happened before.
We have heard, and I don't know if it's true, but that people on that show are not allowed to use like paper and pencil, like they don't have any writing implements.
Right.
And so what they consistently do every season is they say, okay, stand next to the person you were with in week one. Okay, now go stand next to the person. Okay, how many matches did we have in that week? And then they really like, they have to visually work it out.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be talking about this show again. And again, it was not like a season, free of problematic moments, but it was it was a good season of a reality dating show, which like, I legitimately don't think I can say I have enjoyed since we stopped doing Rose Buddies.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
You got any other big ones that you feel like you didn't hit? What keeps you up at night, babe?
I mean, I don't want to burn it. I want to make it into a segment.
Some of this stuff, though, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're so late. Like, Good Place, like, I feel like is my favorite show on TV right now. We have not talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
White Claw, we were so late on.
Late on White Claw.
You don't have anything like that? That's office chair, a nice office chair. I guess that's too much like a nice mechanical keyboard.
No, remember we went through the whole thing, get Rachel a chair on our last Pudge drive.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And now I have a wonderful chair and I'm very grateful for it.
That's a special thing that we share.
Which,
I mean, you use it. I want you to know I have never, nor will I ever sit in that chair.
You're welcome to sit in the chair.
No, babe. That's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I would never.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we?
You know what we haven't talked about enough on this show?
What?
I could talk about pizza a lot more than we have. I know that we have talked about pizza, but I feel like it's not enough.
Did you not bring pizza?
We did. I think we've talked about it once, but I feel like there's a lot more opportunity there.
I remember you felt so bad about how basic it made you sound.
Yeah. I mean, it's still like one of my favorite foods. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you don't
I'm
have to.
I'm owning it now. That's all I'm saying. I'm owning it now.
Pizza's cool again. Yeah. Hey, thanks to Bowen and Augustus. For real, though, it's a great theme song. Shopping around for podcast theme songs stressed me out so much. This one was just like, it was on a Spotify playlist that I had already like put together. And I was like, this song kicks ass. Emailed them, got back to me like hours later, and we worked out
perfect.
A deal, and they were so cool about it. And yeah, I think it's
and,
a big,
and thanks
means a lot.
To Louis Zong for the illustration.
Thank you, Louis Zong, for the illustration.
What a treat
so
to like get somebody that talented to do art for our podcast.
I know, he's so great. Thanks to Maximum Fun too for having us on the network. It's they've been supportive of us from day one, including day whatever, like 512, when we said, hey, we don't want to do the show that we signed up to do, and we want to do something that is less soul crushing. And they were like, yeah, sure, go for it. And that was cool. And thank you to all of you. You all have, this show is so fun to make. It's so good to make. And
it feels real punk rock to me sometimes to do a show that is this relentlessly positive in a climate that is so relentlessly negative.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like this is important, and I know that it's kind of silly, and I'm not saying that we're heroes, but I feel good that we do this in this time.
I feel like we are definitely on the rain slick edge of saying that we are heroes, and I'm going to take a few steps back from that. And you know, remind you of the time that you talked about Baby Beluga for a while. And maybe that you're getting a little big for your britches. I'm going to sit here and try and remember what I meant by gentle ball hitting games.
Mm-hmm, that's fair.
What could I have possibly meant by gentle ball hitting games?
I think it was ping pong.
See, usually the website will link whatever we're talking about.
I don't even think our web host knew.
What if I Google gentle ball hitting games?
I'm scared about what's going to happen
ball
when you get your results.
Games. This is classic ball hitting games from momjunction.com. That's not going to be anything. Anyway, thank you.
Here's to 100 more.
100 more.
Hey. I have an idea.
Okay.
Going forward.
Okay.
Maybe we lose that home improvement stinger.
I mean, it would certainly cut down on editing time for me, but we'd have to replace it with something else.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe a clip of the Quantum Leap theme song? Would that be a way to get... Is there a good little cross section, though?
What about the... It'd be a long stinger, I think. This is the whole length of our show now.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we're the hosts of Dr. Game Show, which is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, regardless of quality or content, with in-studio guests and callers from all over the world.
And you can win a custom magnet.
A custom magnet.
Subscribe now to make sure you get our next episode.
What's an example of a game, Manolo?
Pokemon or medication.
How do you play that?
You have to guess if something's a Pokemon name or medication.
Medication.
First-time listener, if you want to listen to episode highlights and also know how to participate, follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'd love to hear
from
you.
It's really fun.
For the whole family, we'll be every other Wednesday starting March 13th, and we're coming to Max Fun!
Snorlax.
Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.